Thank you, Dorothy. Deputy Directors General, Madame Touré. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to be here today. When I look at you, I see that this is an unusual meeting in WTO premises because it's so female. Usually the meetings are something else, but all the better. As we celebrate the International Women's Day, we, of course, pay tribute to the remarkable economic, political, and social achievements of women around the world. Yet it is our duty to also focus on the considerable challenges that still remain. Yes, there have been real and substantial improvements in women's rights, education, health, and employment over the past couple of decades. However, these achievements cannot hide the fact that women in many parts of the world are still economically and socially disadvantaged. Women are confronted with numerous barriers that limit their access to markets, resources, and decision-making. This means enormous opportunities lost. Today there have been many Women's Day events in Geneva and beyond, around the world. One of the significant things today was something that I want to particularly mention because it was based on a Mexican-Finnish initiative at the Human Rights Council up the hill in the Palais. A statement was made on behalf of 104 countries in the Human Rights Council. And I just wanted to take one quote from that statement. I could read it out as a whole here as well, but I just take one small passage of that statement. So I quote, "All over the world, women and girls continue to endure ongoing discrimination and violence. At home and in school, at work and in the community, being female too often means being subject to discrimination. Every day, thousands of women and girls are victims of violence, sexual abuse, trafficking, and early and forced marriage. We support the UN Women's Executive Director, Michelle Bachelet, in saying, quote, gender equality must become a lived reality, unquote. And this ends my quote of this statement by 104 countries at the Human Rights Council. Indeed, no country can afford to ignore the potential of half of its population. Not only the talent, knowledge, and capacity, but also the resilience and perseverance that women possess. Most women in the world are employed in jobs that are not recognized, regulated, or protected by legislation. They are working in the informal economy, either as self-employed persons or in salary work. Unleashing women's potential and making gender equality happen is not possible without women having their voice heard. And you could say that this is a vicious circle or a virtuous circle. The role of women in the economic sphere needs to be enhanced, be they workers or entrepreneurs. In this way, women will be better able to organize and network and thus effectively participate in decision-making that concerns their own lives. Elevating the economic status of women brings benefits to all segments of societies. Women must be empowered and strategies implemented to enable them to access education, healthcare, and economic opportunity. This will lead to improved productivity and develop new markets. Equal opportunity is key in achieving sustainable development and lasting solutions to global challenges, much beyond the local situation, whatever it may be. Equality means women's full participation in decision-making at all levels and in all spheres. Gender equality is not just the right thing to do. Rather, it benefits women, men, girls, and boys alike, society as a whole. In a nutshell, gender equality is an investment for the future. And let me finish by saying that, as I mentioned, many events have been organized today. It's the International Women's Day, but we should all of us in our work make sure that every day in our work is Women's Day. I thank you.